Okay, let's get started with our discussion of tonight's first Iyun Shir, I think, related to Maseches Brachos. In Brachos, we've had related topics, Brachos HaTorah and the like in the past. There's a lot to talk about, and we'll try to fit in as many Shirim as we can. Okay, we'll start off with the Gemara that we had on Daf Chav Zayin. You have it again in source number one, where the Gemara in the fourth parak talks about Mayrif. Tfilas Erev Ein Lo Keva. The Mishnah tells us that Mayrif has no Keva, has no set time. So, my Ein Lo Keva. What does no Keva mean? We'll get back to later the Vilna Gaon's shot of that. He gives a different shot than the Gemara gives. But what is Ein Lo Keva? So, Ilema says the Gemara, Di'i Boi Matzli Kulei Lelya, Listni Tfilas Erev Kol Halayla. If it's that, if you want to dive in the whole night, you can dive in the whole night, so you should say, Kol HaLaila, just like the other Zmanim, or Kol HaYom, or Ad Arba Shos, Sheva Shos, whatever it is. So, Ela, my Ein La Keva, Kemanda Amar, Tfilas Arvis Rishus. This is an allusion to the opinion that says, Tfilas Arvis is Rishus. Damar Yudamar Shmuel, Tfilas Arvis, Machlokas, Rav Gamliel Amar Chova, Rav Yeshua Amar Rishus, and this is what started the Levitic story of Rav Gamliel and Rav Yeshua, and Rav Gamliel forcing Rav Yeshua to stand up, the Chulu, but we got into it through Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Keva. The question is, what does that mean, Tfilas Arvis Rishus? What's fascinating is that in the Gemara explicitly, there is no source given. There's no source. How do you have Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Is it a sub? How many Machlokos do we have? My taima, minawan. Nowhere in the Gemara does it say what the basis for such an opinion would be. Why Mayrif would be different. We'll come back to that towards the second part of the shir. But why would it be? So that is unclear why. But what we'll talk about is what does it mean? What does it mean, Rishus? These are totally two different understandings of Mayrif. Of Tfilas Arvis, Rishus, and Chova, how far apart are these opinions? We have the word Rishus that appears elsewhere. It appears elsewhere in our halakhic literature. For example, there's a well-known Vilna Gaon, where the Vilna Gaon writes that, based on the Gemara says in Maseches Sukkah, that that eating matzah on the first night of Pesach is a Chova. And the rest of the time, it's a rishus. What does a rishus mean? You get a kiyum ha-mitzvah, but there's no chiyuv. Right? If you look at the Gemara, it just says you have to eat matzah the first night. The rest of the Pesach, you don't have to. But the Gemara says, no, every time you eat matzah, it is a kiyum mitzvah. And that's why the Vilna Gaon was very makbid to eat shalashudis on the last day of Pesach, even though he usually did not eat shalashudis on Yantif. We do not pass like the Rambam, who says that you have to have shalashudis on Yantif. But the last day of Pesach, the Gemara passed like him and ate shalashudis because there's a kiyum. But that's rishus. There's a Gemara that says rishus. That's one example of you see the word rishus being used. So what does that mean? There's no chiyuv, but you get a kiyum ha-mitzvah. The Chizkuni says the same thing on Chumash, but the Gemara is the one that made it well known to have matzah throughout Pesach. He did it l'shei mitzvah. That's why the Maaser Rav is quoted that right after Pesach he ran out and bought a beer to make Havdalah on, to make sure that nobody knew that thought that he would be eating matzah, you know, because he liked it. No, he's dafka doing it l'shei mitzvah, and then he had chametz right away. So we find rishus there, meaning there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah. But how does that relate to our Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Is it the same kind of thing? This when you daven it, is it the same exact thing? It's the same kiyum of tefillah? Or is there something inherently different about it? Number one. Number two, are there any halacha l'maisa differences between the Tfilas Arvis, Tfilas Arvis, Karava? Again, the Gemara has none. The Gemara says this is alluding to that opinion. But you would assume, l'may nafkamina, what's the difference between the Arvis, Rishus, and Keva? The Gemara doesn't really explicate any differences between Rishus and Keva. And finally, the third question, which we'll get into, is a little bit, why should Mayrif be different? Why should Mayrif be different? What Tfilas Arvis, Rishus, why? Chazar or Misakein, three Tfilas. We had the Pasuk earlier on Daf Chaf, Erev Avoker V'Tzaharayim. We know that the Zmanim are Durabanan. Daraisa just daven, Durabanan, Durabanan. So why should Chazal understand Mayrif as any different than the others? Anybody want to suggest anything first? Why would Mayrif be different? Why? Because we're tired at night, you know, it's not... But why would Mayrif be different? That's something that we have to talk about.
There are two
Korban
time meets in the morning and the
afternoon. So that's an assumption, excellent. That's an assumption we're going to have to get back to, but that's not in the Gemara anywhere. But that's exactly what is suggested, at least by Rashi. Not Rashi anywhere in Maseches Brachos. We'll have to get back to it. Rashi, the Maseches Shabbos, suggests that, but we will see.
On the other hand, we have Tavos Tikkun, we have the Kneged,
Yaakov.
That we'll see. So should it make a difference if it's connected Yaakov? You know, is Yaakov any worse off than any of the other avos? So we'll have to see. Okay, let's get into this by way of another question. Again, our questions are, what exactly does Rishus mean? How far apart are the Shitas from each other? Number two, are there any Lamaisa differences between the two of them? And number three, why should Meir be different? But we'll get to it through a fourth question that the Rishonim ask. The Gemara says, in the end of the previous parak that we were in, the end of the fourth parak, the Gemara says in Brachas Daf Lamed, I give it to you again in source number two, that if someone forgets Yal V'Yavo in Shmona Esrei on Rosh Chodesh, by Meiriv ain machzirin oso. You don't have to repeat. The Tosas wanted to be Mechalik, maybe even the Gemara, between the two different nights of Rosh Chodesh. We paskin both nights of Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to repeat. Why? The Gemara gives a reason. Lefi she'ein bezdin mekachin es ha-chodesh ela bayom. Bezdin only sanctifies the month during the day. Right, nighttime is already too late if the Edom come at night. So because there's no Kiddush ha-chodesh bayom, Yal V'Yavo is kind of a remes to that. So that's why we don't have to repeat. Ask the Rishonim there. The Rishonim there ask in there, and they asked a similar question earlier, which we'll see. Why does the Gemara have to give the reason that if you forget Yala V'Yavo by Ma'ariv, the reason you don't have to repeat is because in Makash Shadazachodesh Balayla, I have a much more basic reason. What about according to the Manda Amar, Tfilat Arvis Rishus? According to that Manda Amar, we should say, that's why you don't have to repeat. Don't take it so seriously. Don't take it so seriously. That's what, if you look in Tosfos in Maseches Brachos on Daf Chavav, the beginning of the fourth parak, source number three, asks a similar question. He asks that question there, and also a similar question. That whole Gemara, if you remember, was all about Tashlumen. If you miss Shachris, you got to connect it by Mincha. Mincha Meirev Shachris. Ask Tosfos. If you hold Tfilas Arvis Rishus, what do you have to make it up for? It's a Rishus. Tosfos asks, V'im Tomar. V'yomer of Nachman Tfilas Arvis Rishus. V'kaimel on Kavase B'Isurei. We paskin like him. So why should you ever have to make a Meiriv? The Yod Kasha. And also, Darmala, come on. This is the question that we have. This is the question of Baalei Tosfos. They ask, why do we take Meiriv so seriously? So, the answer... The assumption is that Rishus is Rishus. And it reflects something about the Tefillah. Don't take it so seriously. Right, exactly. Tosfos.
You don't have to daven altogether.
You don't have to daven altogether. Right, a literal rishus. You don't have to really daven. It's all optional. Rishus means optional. Just means optional. So what does Tosfos answer? Tosfos answers an answer that brings the shitas much closer to each other than we would have thought. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos says, it doesn't mean optional. It doesn't really mean optional. V'yesh lomar had da amrin tilat arvis rishus hainu legabe mitzvah acheres. Rishus just means, if you have another mitzvah that is going up against Meiriv, you could do the other mitzvah. If you have the other mitzvah going against Shachris and Mincha, no, Shachris and Mincha stand strong. But against Meiriv, in relative terms, it's Rishus. V'hi overes, t'azam rinon, if it's a mitzvah overes that you're going to lose, t'azam rinon titcha tfilas arves mipaneha. You can push off Meiriv, ava l'chinam ein lo levatzla. But stam ein lo levatzla. Tosfos says this, and Tosfos says it elsewhere, also in the Masechta. Tfilas Arvis Rishus, he kind of makes the bubble, you know, much smaller, brings the Shita much closer to the other opinion. This is what the Rush says as well over here. This is what Tosfos says in Masechta Shabbos on Daf Tes. This is a Shita Baalei Tosfos that it's really two different levels of Chiyuv. One is more of a bona fide Chiyuv that really strong, standing strong up against others, and the other is that it's a Chiyuv, but when there are other Chiyuvim, then it gets knocked aside. You have the general rule of osik b'mitzvah, patur b'mitzvah, that's true, but let's say, if you have both in front of you, you're not osik yet. What if you're not osik yet? You didn't start yet. Then you have a choice. So then, Shachris and Mincha are going to win, even for a mitzvah of Eris. Tefillah is going to stand strong, Masha Inkain by Meiriv. So this is what Tosfos holds here on Daf Chafaf. If you look in the Ritva here, I didn't give it to you, but if you look in the Ritva says here, Maseches Brachos, you're right. The opinion of Tashlumin is only Lamanda Amar Tfilas Arvis Chova. According to the Manda Amar Tfilas Arvis Rishus, then we would say you do not have Tashlumin. You want to read it? I'll read it. The Ritva says right here on Daf Chava. He doesn't like it. He quotes this as an opinion, but the Ritva quotes here in the beginning of the parak, says the Ritva. The Katani Milsa Kamanda Amar Chova. Avalamanda Amar Rishus Lo Boy Tashlum Miklal. Dehi Gufa Rishus. Because it is a Rishus. Interesting line. Dehi Gufa Rishus. What does that add? We know. Because according to Mandama Rishus, it's a Rishus. What does he mean by Dehi Gufa Rishus? So we'll have to see a little bit later what the Ritva might mean by that. Okay, there is somewhat of a problem, according to Bali Atosus. If it's really Chova, so why does the Gemara call it Rishus? Right, why does the Gemara call it Rishus then? Right, it's Chova, basically. It's a little less Chova than others. We have any other examples or models in Shas where it's very close to Chova, but it would call it Rishus? Again, even the Vilna Gaon would agree, in his example, there's no Chiv. There's zero Chiv to eat matzah the rest of Pesach. It's a Rekiyama mitzvah. Do we have any other examples where there's kind of a chiyuv, but Chazal would call it a rishus? So there are some examples. If you look in the Mishnah Maseches Beitza, source number 4, the Mishnah Daf Lamed Vav has different categories of items, of actions that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Different categories of actions. Says the Mishnah, Kol shechayavin alav mishum shvus, mishum rishus, mishum mitzvah. Three categories of Isurei Derabanan on Shabbos. But are they Derabanan? But if you would be able to do it, it's a mitzvah, or it's a reshus, or it's just a shvus, which means it is a Derabanan. There's no mitzvah involved. So the Mishnah goes into, what are the categories? Ve'elam Mishum Shvus. The first category, these are pure shvus. Derabanan. There's no mitzvah involved. Lo olam b'ilon, you're not allowed to climb a tree on Shabbos or Yontif. Lo rochon agave v'hema, running an animal, because shema yiksar, right? You might rip off a branch to lead. Lo shantar aprei amayim, can't be on a raft. Mesapchin, clapping, all the dancing halachas. All of these are pure. They're about an asr these, because they're just actions that are neutral, so to speak. So an asr the rabbanans, the Gemara Mishnah calls that shvus. Ve'elu hein mishum rishus. These are the following are Rishus. What examples are given? What does Rishus mean even? Look at Rashi on the Mishnah. Klomar, left side, source 5. Hayalanu lahatiran mipshum shehein krovin lemitzvah. They're kind of like a mitzvah. They're close. The Mishnah calls it Rishus. But they're kind of like a mitzvah. Va'asum chachamim. Vahay takari le Rishus. Why are they called Rishus? Relative. Because the last category of the mitzvah is Last part of the Mishnah is Mitzvah Gemura. Ula Gabe Hen Kari Lahanach Mitzvah Rishus. In relative terms, compared to the last category, so these are called Rishus. But they're not really Rishus. Alrighty, this understanding over here, let's read it. What are the examples? Lo Dunin, you know how to do Din on Shabbos. Lo Makadshin, or can't get married on Shabbos. Nisuin is a question, but Kiddushin is considered a Kenyan. Lo Chosav, lo Miyabin, Chalitza or Yibur are not allowed. And the last category is Mitzvah. That's to give something to the Beis HaMikdash, Mafreshumus or Maishrus v'chulu. But what's fascinating here is Rashi already, this is a precedent, where we find the word Rishus in Chazal, it's a Mishnah, right, the same Rabbi Yeshua, same time period, and yet it uses the word Rishus, but it doesn't literally mean Rishus. Or another example, okay, just two examples, and then we'll get back to our main question. There's a Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, in the second parak, in Baal Malikin, where the Gemara says in Source 6, Chaf Hayam Abayz, Amar Rav Nachman Bar Zav, Devar Mila, Amar Rav Nachman Rav, Amar Rav, Halakas Ner B'Shabbos Chova. Chov de Rabbanan, Chiv de Rabbanan, Akim of Kavod and Onik Shabbos, Rechitzas Yadayim V'Raglam and Bechamin Arvis, Rishus. Lining candles is a Chiyuv. Taking a shower is a rishus. And again, rishus, it's really a rishus. So Tosfos there says, it's just in relative terms. It doesn't really mean rishus. It just means, lagabi, the other category, rishus. So again, we have bona fide examples of the word rishus, not literally meaning rishus. So this could have been what was in Tosfos' mind when Bali Tosfos say that rishus in our context, that tefilas arvis rishus, really means very close to chova, just a lower level chova. But Bali Tosfos are not the only shita in town, as we already quoted the Ritva. The Ritva says, according to Mandar Mitzvah Tzaris Rishus, there's a nafka mina la halacha, you don't have to make it up. As Moshe said, it's mamish, it's whatever you want, voluntary, really voluntary. But there are other shitas out there like that. Let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah calls. Rabbeinu Yonah in source number 8 on that Gemara and Bracha, same question that is asked, why do you have to make it up, and what about Yalav Yavo at night? So ultimately, Rabbeinu Yonah quotes the Ri, who agrees with Tosfos. But first he quotes a Bahag. Let's keep in mind who's talking here. The Baal Halachas Gedolos, one of the Gaonim. V'tiris Baal Halachas Gedolos, line 12. This is his answer to the question of Tashlumin. De'afagav, de'tfilas arvis rishus, kivan shamispalelosa, kava alav chova. It is a rishus. But once you choose to daven, once you choose to say it, that itself gives it chova status. Kava alav chova. Lafichach tzorach lachzor lespal shachrishtayim. Kimosh tzorach tashlumin mitfilas yotzer mitfilas mincha. Once you...
What?
You didn't say it, but you wanted to say it. It's not that you amazed it. So it's Torah. You want it. Right, the Gemara says, if you amaze it, then you're not allowed to have Tashlumin. Even according to the Mandal Merchova, you're not allowed to have Tashlumin. But it says, the Bahag, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, even if Tfilas Arvis Rishus, but once you decide, then that could change it. Meaning, fundamentally, it sounds like in a chinami. You shouldn't be able to do it. Right? There's something there about Rishus that's different. But once you decide, you'll kind of like have the option to bank it into the chova. You can make it into a chova if you accept it.
So can people not accept it?
What? So can people not accept it? Well, bizmana who or bizmana zeh? Well, bizmana zeh for sure not. The Masorah is that we daven it. But what exactly does this mean? Right? Other Rishonim have the lashon of kibluah kachova. Once they daven the kibluah. So again, what exactly does that mean? The Rambam has that language as well. If you look in source number 9, the Rambam says, Ve'ein tfilas arvis chova ketfilas shachris u'mincha. V'yafal pike no'agul kol yisro b'chal makomos b'shvosam l'yishvos v'seyam l'espawal arvis v'kiblu aleim ketfilas chova. So what exactly is going on here? What exactly is the machlokas? So even before we get to the punchline, another couple of sources. And that is, it's fascinating that we just had the Bahag, but throughout the halachic literature, Gaonim take the Shita of Tfilas Arvis Rishus very seriously. And they have halachic ramifications based on Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Remember, Tosfos didn't want to say such a thing. No, it doesn't really mean Rishus. It just means that there's another mitzvah. But throughout the various halachas, which we're going to go through right now, Gaonim take this very seriously. We already pointed it out earlier in Daf Dalet. On Daf Dalet on the base, Tosfos says, I gave it to you in source number 10. That Gemara there is talking about, if you remember, Smichas Gulu Tefillah. So Tosfos there discusses Kaddish, the Kaddish that we say by Mayriv, after Hashkivenu. Okay, that's in the Gemara. It's Gula Arichta. What about Kaddish? Hashem Svasai Tiftach, that's also in the Gemara. That's Tefillah Arichta. What about Kaddish is in the middle? Why are you allowed to say Kaddish? Okay, so Lundis, you could say it's just there to be Mitzari Fitzibor. It's not a real hefsik. But says Rav Amram Gon, so in Tosfos there, Miu B'Seder Rav Amram Gon. By the way, Rav Amram gets the credit for the first sitter in history. He's an underappreciated personality. What would a Jew be like without a sitter? But he's the sitter of Amram Gon. There's some interesting ideas in the sitter of Amram Gon. Anyway, so Rav Amram Gon says the sitter of Amram Pirish Mashanu Omrim Kadosh Megulot Tilas Meir Vash Meinon. Delo be'inan mislach geula da'arvis latfila mishum tfilas arvis rishus. Tfilas to teach me. We dafka. And Tosfos also there to talk. There also there talks about Baruch Hashem la'olam. Also dafka to try to show that this is a different tfila. La'ash me'inan, taking the shita very seriously. Tosfos would never say such a thing. That's why. What does Tosfos say? V'lo nehira. I don't agree to that. The im came of Yochanan Svira leitilas arvis chova the pluktiis machlokas but achon lahachmir lizar lo milasaper b'time. Tosfos doesn't say there because I have a different view of tilas arvis rishus, but in mentality Tosfos wouldn't like this. But there's one example, the Gaonim of saying that tilas arvis rishus allows for hefsik by Mayriv. If you look in the Tur quotes in the halachas of davening Friday night. Source 11. The Tur again quotes Gaonim. What happens if I forgot? Let's say I just say the weekday Shemona Esrei Friday night. Right? Usually we remember by Slach Lanu. Right? Usually we remember by Slach Lanu. We pretend we're scratching our chest. Right? Make sure nobody's looking. And but we learned the halacha earlier that if that happens, we have to finish the bracha. Right? We have to finish the bracha. Chanan amar b'lesloach, and then go back to atakidashta. Right? Because that is really, it's not inappropriate to daven the weekday Shmoneh Esrei. It's just tircha d'tzibura. Chazal didn't want us to have such a long Shmoneh Esrei. That's why. But what if one forgot? You went straight and you didn't remember. Sometimes you're davening at home, let's say, for some reason. But says the tour, Kazav Amram, Tavalo Hizkir Shal Shabbos Ba'arvis. Machzir no so, you gotta go back. V'rav Moshe Gaon Kasav. See, already in the Gaonim, Moshe was a name. We've pointed out that there are certain names for some reason that the Tanam and the Amoraim didn't have. Like Moshe and Avraham. Right? There's a Aaron is there. Yitzchak, there's Rabbi Yitzchak, Rabbi Yaakov. There's no David. Right? Interesting, I've asked a number of Gedolim. Nobody really has a... The Chida points it out, that maybe these were such special... But already in the times of the Gaonim, right afterward, the Rishonim, we have plenty of Moshes. Everybody's named Moshe. But in times of the Gaonim already, they had it. So right after the Gemara. But at Bizman, Mishnah, and Gemara, there was... We had one Moshe, I think, towards the end of Kachim. We had one Moshe. But it's not common, for sure. Anyway, Rav Moshe Gaon Kasav. Yachid Shetav Elo Hizkirat HaKidash Debalal Shabbos. If in your quiet Shmon Esrei, you forgot... Im shama mishliach tzibur magin avos bidvaro shi bracha achas mein sheva mirosh vatzof yotzi dechovaso. If you heard magin avos, you're yotzei. Wow, that's not even a Shmoneh Esrei. V'rav natrunoi gon kasav diafilo lo hispalo brachas klal. Even if you didn't daven ma'ariv, the shama mishliach tzibur magin avos mirosh vatzof yotzi dechovaso. You didn't daven. You just heard Magen Avos. That's a Shmoneh Esrei. The tour can't believe it. V'tema. What are you talking about? Why do you have these flexibilities? All you have to hear is Magen Avos, and even maybe if you didn't even daven yet, says the Beis Yosef. You know why? Next verse 12. Because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. Tfilas Arvis Rishus makes more flexible the rules of what you can be yotzei with v'di'eved in your tefila. Shmoneh Esrei. Again, an example of the Gaonim using it in a broad fashion. Various times we find that there is an affinity between various days in the Gaonim and the Rambam. We find in the Rambam as well, not like Baalei HaTosfos, a number of examples where he takes seriously the issue of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. And again, in contrast to Tosfos, we'll have to formulate the difference in a minute, but in contrast to Tosfos, says the Rambam in Source 13, line 4, in Hilchos Tfilah Gimel Zayin. You can daven Ma'ariv early on Friday night. And you can daven Ma'ariv early on Motzei Shabbos. It's not like you should add on to Shabbos. You can daven Ma'ariv, don't worry about the Zmanim so much. Why? Lefisha Tfilas Arvis Rishus Ein Medaktikin Bizmana. That's a serious line. You don't have to be as medaktik in the Zmanim for Ma'ariv because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. One Rambam. And if you think the Rambam isn't serious about this, look what he says in the next halacha. In Tefillah Tes, the Rambam says, you know why there's no Chazaras HaShatz by Ma'ariv? Tefillah Sarvis Rishus. V'yeno chozer l'hispala b'kol Ram Arvis, l'fisha ein Tefillah Arvis chova, l'fichach lo yivarech brachos levatala. If you would daven Chazaras HaShatz, inappropriate. L'she'ein kan adam sh'nischayiv bohem k'dei lohotzio yidei chovaso. Right, the whole Ma'ariv is to be motzi others who didn't fulfill their chiyuv. There is no chiyuv. Right, so again, putting these all the Rambams together, and then the Rambam even look in the next one. The Rambam here, this is a havamina. The Rambam feels the need to add this in. Remember, we had the Gemara earlier in the Masechta. When you get home, daven Ma'ariv right away, you're going to fall asleep. Right, the whole Gemara. That's why it says right chayav misa if somebody doesn't listen to the Rabbanan. But look at the extra line the Rambam adds in. Afal pisha tefilas arvis rishus, even though. That's not in the Gemara. The Gemara ends up by saying, maybe it's against the Andam or Rishus. Right? So, right before the two dots over there. Ava Mishilas Arz Rishus, Lo Yavo Adami Malachto, V'yomar Ochel Mad, V'ishan Kim, V'achach Espalel. A person should have, even though Tfilas Arz is Rishus, don't take it, don't relax about it. You should really daven. But what's the Havamina? That I would have been able to, not be as cautious with my tefillas arvis, because it's Rishus. So the Rambam has to go out of his way to say, you know what, don't eat and drink and sleep beforehand, but you know what, daven first before you get totally relaxed. So you see the Rambam, like the Gaonim, seems to take this very, very seriously. And one final Rambam, and then we're going to answer up all the questions. One final Rambam says the Rambam in Hilchos Tefillin, Perek Yud Hayalacha Vav. Mish was underlined. Mish hayomei betfila v'niska shekvar hispalel posik v'afilu bamsa bracha. As we had the Gemara earlier, Daf Chaf Aleph, if you're davening and you're a member, right? Happened this past Friday. So I davened Minchat the Kotel, and I was told myself like 8 times, don't daven again. Don't daven. I told my kids, remind me not to daven Mincha again. Because it can happen if we daven like sometimes out of the normal, you know, in the middle of daven, like, oh, I davened already. Uh-oh. You stop. The halacha is we don't daven the davas bezvanas, eh? And you have to stop in the middle. That's what the Rambam says. But then what the Rambam say? V'imhaisa tfilas arvis? This is not in the Gemara. This is the Rambam based on his own understanding. V'imhaisa tfilas arvis eino posek shelo espala osa mitchila ela aldas she'ina chova. Meirv? No, you can finish by Meirv. You can do it. Because after all, what? It wasn't chova to begin with. So what? It's in a dava? So it's in a... The Rambam seems to say, like, you can't mix a chova and a nedava. But if it's like both kind of rishus nedavas, then they can mesh. Right, bracha levatala, because you can't be motzi others, that's meaningless. Because you can't do a nedava for the tzibur. But here, for a personal, and the ravid cannot believe it. Because of a ravid, ain't kan nachas ruach. I don't have any nachas from this Rambam. Right, so... always leaves it open to discuss what exactly is the Nekudas HaMachlokas between the Rambam and the Ravid v'chulu. So a number of the Achronim, you have this in the Rishima Shiurim, the new Rishima Shiurim, they just reprinted it. Earlier it was in the Igros HaGrid, which is the one volume they put out of letters of Rav Soloveitchik written to various personalities. Right, he included everything. Most of those letters are written to somebody in the Soloveitchik family. So says the... I gave it to you from the earlier sefer. Okay, we'll read from the new one soon. Igros HaGrid, Kenira Pashut. The machlokas is as follows. There are two ways that you can understand Tfilas Arvis Rishus. The way that the Rav Soloveitchik takes this is kind of the opposite way of that. We're going to present it here. But either way, the two ideas are clear. What does it mean Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Two very simple understandings. Is that in terms of the Gavra or the Tfilah? Tfilas Arvis Rishus, does that mean? No, it's the same Meiriv. Meiriv is just like Shacharis and Mincha. Inherently. But Chazal did not institute the same Chovas Gavra on the person like the other Tfilas for whatever reason, which we didn't discuss yet. But in terms of the Chefza Shel Tfilah, in terms of the Tfilah, it's the same Tfilah. It's just that the Chiyav is somewhat different. Maybe that's what Baalei Tosfos hold. It's the same, it's a little less chiyah, for whatever reason, Chazal, it's not as strong as the others. But it's Meiriv. It's strong. If you don't have any other mitzvah, you better do it. It's a lower level chiyah. It's like Rishus, Lagabe, the others. But that's just in terms of Chovas Gavra, but the tefillah is inherently similar. But the other way of understanding it is that no, inherently, this chefsa of tefillah is a different tefillah. Different kind of tefillah. Masha, we mentioned in the daf a couple of days ago, the Rav Soloveitchik suggested that even Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana are different chefsa shel tefillahs. That's what the Rambam quotes, that there were those who used to daven two minchas. They used to daven Mincha Gedola and then Mincha Ketana. Two minchas? Without being mechadish anything. You have two minchas. He said there's two different mechayivim, Mincha Gedola and Mincha Ketana. That's how the Rambam understands it. So in a similar vein, maybe Tfilas Arvis Rishus means inherently it's a different category of tefillah. And that's why you could have nafkaminas. And that's why, meaning even more than Chovas HaGavra. Even more than Chovas HaGavra, the tefillah itself is different. What does it mean, kibbol? You can read it. That's what he says in 17. Echad benogeya l'chovas gavra, t'chayvu l'spal tefillas chova, v'ilu nedava nifka michova zuvar rishus biyado, shein is gam be'etzam hachefza shal tefillah, shonehi nedava mei chova. Is it the chefza of the tefillah, or is it the chovas gavra that a person has? So then, Mamela, we understand the Rambams. The Rambam says that by the other tefillos, you have to stop in the middle. Why? Because the first half started off as inherently chova, and then you're turning it into a nedava, the second half. But by Meiriv is okay, because according to the Rambam, maybe inherently, Meiriv is already nedava-like. Inherently, not just in terms of the chovas gavra. The pashas of the Gemara, Tosfos would say, the Gemara is not mechalik, you have to stop even by Meiriv. Why? Because only the chovas gavra is different by Meiriv. But the tefillah itself is the same tefillah like the other tefillahs. And therefore you have to stop by all of them, not only by Meiriv. But if you say that it's something different, so then inherently different, then all the nafkaminas could apply. And you have a hefsik, and the Ritva says there's no tashlumin according to the man da amar, because there's a basic difference between these two, between all of these, between all of these tefillas. Okay. That's all the first section. Just one other application I wanted to mention. This came up a little bit in the daf, but here we have it inside. There's three sections. The first one was the largest. I was getting late. Just two more points. There's another application where we find Tfilas Arvis Rishus, brought in by the Lechem Mishnah for the Rambam. And that's the question, famous question, that the first Tosfos in Shas brings up, the problem of Tati Desasri. The problem of, the Mishnah says, in Maseches Brachos Daf Chavav, the beginning of the fourth parak, I gave it to you again in 19, that you have one cutoff for Mincha and Ma'ariv, either Plaga Mincha, that's Rabbi Yehuda Shita, Mincha before and Ma'ariv after, or the Chachamim Shita, before and after Shkia. And the Gemara says you can do whatever you want. Amazing. Whatever you want. David Kamar Avid, David Kamar Avid. But, as the Rishonim point out, you can't mix and match Pashtus. Can't mix and match. I can't go Mincha like the Rabbanan and Ma'ariv like Rabbi Yehuda. I can't have a Mincha after Plag and Ma'ariv before Shkia. Because that would be relying like the Kulas of two opinions. Or like the Shita of two opinions. You can't mix and match. And that is what all the poskim say for sure on a lechatchila level. The Shulchan Aruch even says you shouldn't mix and match in life. The Shulchan Aruch's lashon in Source 22 in Hilchas Mincha, Simon Reish Laman Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says if a person is a certain davens always before plag, they should always daven before plag, before Shkia always. So maybe a person could be, even according to the Shulchan Aruch, he always does this except for Fridays. Whatever the case may be. I don't know if that would be a violation of the Shulchan Aruch. Not always doing the same thing every day. But the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even entertain the possibility of what we call the Tarte Desasri. That's the Achronim bring it in. But it's based on the Rishonim already. The Mishnah Berurah quotes it. But it's based on the Rishonim. The first Tosfos in Shas. How is it possible? So what are the defenses? Lechatchila.
Would this apply to the Rambam?
So we'll have to see. We're going to answer up for that, Rambam, in a second. But, for sure, everybody would say lechatchila, not to rely on any of the defenses that we're about to mention. And Baruch Hashem, more and more shuls are doing away with minyanim having to be at the same exact time, always, the whole summer, just to have it convenient, and you're missing plag. Baruch Hashem. But, what about those who don't? What are those in Chutz Laaretz who have a 7 o'clock minyan throughout the summer? Right? So, lechatchila, we have to try to daven Mecha Gedola. So, what do you do? So some say, sometimes it works out that the plag of the Magen Avram works out. Even though we never pass like the Magen, most the world doesn't pass like the Magen Avram. The Magen Avram figs out Shavuos Manios from dawn till dusk, instead of from Nates to Shkia. Generally we pass like the Gra. The Gra holds that you go from Nates to Shkia, and that's why his Shavuos Manios, his Kriya Shma is always later. The Magen Avrams are earlier, because he has the longer time period, but sometimes the plag is going to work out better. Right, the plag is later. So sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. But either way, what? The plag, it's closer. I don't know if it's depending on the time. Okay, so sometimes that works, but many of the times it doesn't. But what are the other suggestions that are given to answer the Tarte Desasri? So the first one that we're going to mention here, we didn't mention this in the daf, first one is by the Lechem Mishnah. The Lechem Mishnah says on the Rambam, well, hey, what the Rambam says, that what Heshu just said, aim a doctor gimbizmana. So, it's okay. Says the Lechem Mishnah in Hilchos Tefila, Perek Gimel, Source 24. Midiver Rabbeinu lo nirakein, al sheyochol lenok Reb Yehuda v'Rabbanon, ukekulaso shel zeh, ukekulaso shel zeh. Why? Shekin Kosav. He writes the Rambam, and he says, Im Kain, skipping down, Lafizeh, Naktina Kukule de Shavayu, Viava Bina, Avabi de Lovdina Kishar Mili Hachi, even though we never usually do that, Shiny Hacha, the Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Femidaktikim Mizmana. So according to the Rambam and the Gaonim, at least, maybe that's another defense that you have. Don't have to be so mocked about your Zmanim for Ma'ariv, because of Tfilas Arvis Rishus. All right, here, but when you dive in the Mincha per se, you didn't do anything wrong yet. It's just Iglai Milsa that once you do the Ma'ariv, you know you're doing something in diving them putting them together at the same time. But there are other suggestions given. If you look back in the rush is the beginning of Brachas, but I gave it to you in Source 26 from the Beis Yosef. The rush just has three words: Le'inyan Tfila Hekilu. What does that mean? Le'inyan Tfila Hekilu. So Pashtus, one could say, Linyan Tefillah, Derabanan. Rav Soloveitchik, in the, it's quoted here in the Rishimo Shiurim, the Rav writes that linyan tefila kilu zmani tefila d'rabanan. And because zmani tefila d'rabanan, you could go like the kulas of both, even if it's a tarti d'sasri. That's what he says. He quotes this from Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. V'gram zatzal bir, d'rabi yudah v'chacham nechlegu b'din zman tefila, bein plaga mincha l'shkia, v'din zman tefila v'din d'rabanan. This is on page Chaf Beis of the new edition. V'yimke nechlegu gabi din d'rabanan, v'kaimol n'savi d'rabanan l'kula, afilo echad yatsim yizeh tarti d'sasri. That's what he says in the suggestion. So maybe that's what the Rush means, that even though it's a tied to the Sasri, one is allowed to rely on it. That's number two. So either we have Tfilah Taras Rishus, number one, or we have Linyan Tfilah Hekilu. A third idea mentioned also by Rev Soloveitchik, again, reprinted in the Rishimo Shiurim, is that, and again, you have to do the lumdus for this, I'll just mention it, and that is, the only time tied to the Sasri would be a problem is if you have two Mechaivim of Tfilah at the same time. But if the Mechaivim are at different times, you're just being Mechaivim the Tfilah at the same time, that's not a problem. That's what he says. Let's figure out why that should be. How can he be, if you don't have the two Mechaivim tonight, so how can he be Mechaivim anyway? But that's what he says. Feel free to look at it. It's in the same piece on Daf base. But just to end this section with the pre-Yitzchak, which I didn't give you inside, but now you have it there in Source 28. Rav Yitzchak Paterberger, who has the very creative pshat based on the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean, Ein Lakeva, Myrif? Ein Lakeva. So you have it in Source 27, Ein Lakeva, the Gra arguing on the Gemara. We're just giving another pshat. Then the Gemara, Pirish, Ein Lazman Bifnei Atzmo. Myrif doesn't have a time. Ela Zmana Bizman She'ein Yechol Lispal Shat Tfilas. You know what Myrif is? When you can't daven the other Tfilas. That's when you can daven Myrif. There's no positive time for Myrif. You can't, can you daven Shachris now? Can you daven Mincha now? If you can't, then you can daven Myrif. That's the Gra. So says the Pri Yitzchak, Source 28, Pri Yitzchak in Chelik Beis Siman Tes, all the days of the week, on weekdays I have no defense for the Tarti D'Sasri. Because let's say I daven Mincha. So now if you ask me, is it still time for Mincha? I'll answer yes, but I already davened. I read it was Mekayim HaMitzvah. It's still the time for Mincha, objectively, but I just already davened. But says the Pri Yitzchak on Friday night, I daven Mincha, and then I'm Mekabel Shabbos. So then if somebody asks me, can you still daven Mincha? He says, no, I was Mekabel Shabbos already. Boom! It's time for Myrif. You can't daven Shachris yet, you can't daven Mincha anymore, it's time for Myrif. Based on that Gra, says the Pri Yitzchak, Umavuar, line 14, Mishakibel Shabbos, in Yachal Olis, Pala Mincha, Shachol, Lefizan Era Pashut, to be Shabbakabal of Shabbos, Bibod Yom, Yachal is Palacha, Tfilas Myrif, Afila Rabbanan, the after Bechol, Tilzarvis Ubalayla, Hayim Shub, Tfilas Mincha, the Erev. But if your Makabal Shabbos is no longer, and therefore, says the Pri Yitzchak, based on the Gra, that at least on Friday night, I have this novel suggestion in order to be Matstik the Minna. Okay. Let's just end with the final thought, and that's based on the why. Okay, what did we do so far? We discussed the Machlokas Rishonim about Rishus or Keva, how to understand that. We gave a couple of ideas about Baalei Tosfos versus the Rambam and the Gaonim. Part two was the discussion of relating this to the problem of Tarti D'Sasri. And part three, which we'll finish with, is the why. Why should it be different? Why should Tfilas Arvis Rishus? Why should we hold that way? So, as was pointed out, there are two Gemaras a blot away from each other, and the Gemaras are not linked explicitly. Daf Chavav, we have the Gemara of Tfilas Avos Tiknum, Tfilas Keneget Tzmidim Tiknum, and Daf Chav Zayin, we have Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Tfilas Arvis Keva. In Mesachas Brachas, they are not linked. Rashi, in Mesachas Shabbos, links them. Rashi says in Shabbos, the Tesma Beis, towards the bottom, Rashi says, with the Gemara there quotes, Tfilas Arvis Rishus, Rashi says there, without fanfare, Mipneishi Keneged Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim, She'ein Ma'akvin Kaparasan. Rashi says, you know why Rishus? Because it's Keneged the Hector Chalavim Ve'evarim, which aren't Makiv either. Shachris is Tamichel Shachar, Mincha Tamichel Ben Abayim. But Rashi says, so, and it makes sense. If you would have asked us, it's a, Makes a lot of sense. The Pnei Yoshua in our Gemara says that it makes sense. The Pnei Yoshua here in Daf Chavav, Source 31, he says, "L'chor the hak plukta talya beplukta tani l'kamon." Right, it's linked. The Pnei Yoshua says in Source 31, so it makes a lot of sense. But you know what the problem is? Why doesn't the Gemara link them? They're a blot away from each other. How many times does the Gemara say "Hani Tanoi Kahani Tanoi"? Right, it just say just link them, and the Gemara doesn't. maybe that led the She'iltos. The She'iltos and She'iltachas, I didn't give it to you, I just gave you the Netziv's comments on the She'iltos. The She'iltos holds Koneged Avos Tiknum and still holds Filas Arvas Rishus. He doesn't think there has to be a link. Filas Avos Tiknum, he quotes, and Filas Arvas Rishus. So how do you have those two? So the Netziv has to work hard to explain this, but the Netziv says beautifully. Remember the Pesukim that we had for the Avos? Avram went to David. Yitzchak, Faisi Yislasu Abasada. Yaakov, Fayifka Bamakom. He decided to turn around and David, boom, the land, Kfisas Aderach, he David right there. Meaning what? It wasn't a Kavua set tefillah that Yaakov did. It just kind of happened. So even if we say Keneged Avos, that's why it's Tfilas Aris Rishus. Because Yaakov's tefillah was inherently different than all the other tefillahs. Says the Netziv there in the Hemek She'ela, he quotes, V'hayna mishut d'chasara tefillahs avas teknum, v'hada tefillahs avas rishus, hayna mishut d'yakov avinu gavkin los palo, el al pi siba. It wasn't a kavua tefillah like the other ones went, v'yamot sham, and v'yisei lasuk masada. So even, fascinatingly, against Rashi, machlokas Rashi and She'iltos, if you look at it that way, whether you are forced to say that tefillahs avas and tamidim are linked to rishus and chova, or one doesn't have to say that they are linked. But Yaakov Avinu might have been different. Just to finish off with, once we're talking about the uniqueness of Yaakov Avinu, I gave you the Meshech Chachma, which we mentioned in the Parshas here a couple of years ago. Yaakov Avinu, fascinatingly, was the only one that Hashem appeared to at night. The language in Vayigash, on Yaakov Avinu's way down to Mitzrayim, 33. Vayomar Elokim Yisrael b'maros halayla. The Meshech Chachma points out, only Yaakov has that lashon. B'maros halayla. V'nei Yitzal Avram v'yitzlach l'matzanu zeh, rak b'Yaakov u'b'vayetze. Right, Laila. Why? Why Laila? Because Yaakov is the Av of Galus. Mipnei shahayamuchan latzeis l'chutz l'aretz lagur, l'chein ba elav hiskalus elokus balayla. Laharos, to teach us, remember, I'm with you at night just like I'm with Am Yisrael at night. Throughout the Galus, I'm going to be with you. Says the Meshech Chachma, that's Yaakov Avinu. And maybe that's why Tfilas Arvas Rishus on a more hashkafic level. It's Yaakov Avinu. It's not the regular run-of-the-mill kavua tfila. You know, we're trying our best here in Galus as until the Gula comes as best as we can. But Yaakov Avinu was unique, and maybe that's why, says the Netziv, Tfilas Arvas is Rishus. But again, remember the Pshuto Shel Hadvarim is like Rashi that Keneged Tmidim it would be the reason for Tfilas Arvas Rishus. Okay, we'll have to stop here. This is the first discussion that we can have about this topic. Again, there's a lot more, but Beit Hashem Od Chazon La Moed.